Ladies, take your Bibles now and turn to Matthew 28. Very familiar passage of Scripture, but good to go back to it time and time again. Where Christ gave us what we commonly refer to as the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach how many nations? All nations, all people groups, all languages, all nations. Book of Revelation, there'll be people there from all nations, the Bible talks about. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them, get them saved, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to do the same thing, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And here's his promise, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world or the end of the age. The mandate that God gives us is a mandate of missions. It's home missions, it's world missions, and we need to know that missions for a local Bible-believing church is as natural as oranges growing on an orange tree. It's just natural that if we understand the Bible and we understand the lost condition of man and the mission of Christ, that we have the mandate, the local church, to carry out that mandate all over the world. I'm thankful that our church is a missions-minded, missions-hearted church. And if some of you can go on one of these missions trips, we'll have some variety of them coming up in the future. I would encourage you to do that. Take your vacation and go over there. And I'm telling you, God will show you what He wants you to do. This was not given to the Kiwanis Club or some parachurch ministry or the Optimist Club or any other group. It was given to the local New Testament church. We're to do it. The mandate. Now, what's the mission? The mission is that we are sent out to win people to Jesus Christ. Why are we sent? Why did God tell us to go? Why did God say go? Well, because there are 7 billion people on the face of the earth, and they estimate that maybe only 2%, some higher, some say not even that many, are saved that know the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have many of those people groups, different estimates, 5,000 or so, give or take some, throughout the country who have never had the gospel. They don't have a Christian witness there in their place. And we don't understand anything about that. We are saturated with all of that. But why does God want to send people there? Why Mike Patterson and Becky? Why Steve Volante and his wife? Why others did God send to go to the mission field and call them to be involved in missions? Because people are lost. And Romans tells us in chapter 1, verse 20, it doesn't matter how dark the place is where they live, they are responsible to God whether or not they are saved. They have enough light that God gives them. If they walk in that light, they will come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Many stories will be told about that. We don't have time tonight. But the mission is that we're sent because people are lost. And as I said this morning, there's only one way to heaven. Only one. We have the message. We have this treasure in our earthen bodies. And that's what we took over there, treasure, and we gave it to those people. And that was far more important than helping them out financially and otherwise, though that's a good thing to do. We gave them the gospel. How then shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? So many of them have never one time heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we have the mandate, we have the mission, and guess what else we need to carry that out? The money. Amen? And this whole deal, the money that was raised, thousands of dollars to go over there and to help, and to help with one of the churches and building that, and the cost of getting there and back, and all that was involved in while we were there. But it takes money. There's just no way around it. If we're going to carry out the mandate and try to reach a lost and dying world, we're going to have money. And that's where people come in the local New Testament church. And talking people into giving to missions by faith. And we do encourage our people, when we have our stewardship emphasis every year, increase your missions by faith. Why do we do that? Why do we say that? Well, you're just supposed to do that, aren't you? It's a Baptist church. Just do it. No, we do it because there's a need. Because there are people out there that need the gospel, and we need to give by faith, and God will bless our giving by faith. I challenge you to try it, and you'll discover that God will bless you, and God will take care of your needs, and God will channel money through you to a lost and dying world if you'll put Him first in your faith giving. We need to give by faith. And they set aside that money in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 8, 10, 9, 2. They were talking about it, and he's talking about Achaia. They were ready 1 year ago. They set it aside by faith. They were involved in that. God is able, but God needs us, and God wants us to give. I preached a message, Does God Need Anything? Is anything God needs a while back? And God said Himself, Jesus said, I have need of. And He needs our money to finance the worldwide missions program and our missions program here to get people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 6:21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. One of these days, all of the team that went over there, we'll see those people got saved up in heaven. And I can remember just a few of their faces, some of them that I talked to, they just stood out to you. But when we get to heaven, I have a hunch that we're all going to get to meet them, and they're going to say, thank God your church sent you over, and we got saved during that time when your team was there in Ghana, West Africa. Now, here's another thing we need, and we'll be finished, and that is manpower. We need manpower. We've got to have people who will surrender and go. God tells us to pray for laborers. The harvest is great. I mean, it's out there, friend. And that was, we get a little cold and hard-hearted in America because people don't want to hear the gospel. But it's not that way everywhere. And we need people who will say, I will go. I will surrender. I'll go to the mission field. We had some friends that were Loretta and Carter Sloan. When she was a little girl, you remember the story, she came up, she didn't have anything to put in the offering plate, but they just put an offering plate down there, and she stepped in the offering plate and said, I'll give my life. I'll give my life as a little girl. And they did wind up going to Brazil as missionaries. And thank God for that. Maybe God is speaking to some of you. Maybe even some of the team. You know, I hate to give up young couples and members and all that kind of thing. But if they're going for full-time service to serve the Lord, it's a thrill and a joy. And so anybody in our church, God can use you. And if not long-term, a lot of short-term. We'll be telling you more about that in mid-term missions opportunities to go and reach people with the gospel. We must have manpower. Where's the manpower going to come from? Where's it come from? Local churches like Worth Baptist Church. Is God calling you? Is God speaking to you? Obviously, we know the greatest missionary that ever walked on the face of the earth was Jesus Christ. He left the splendor of heaven. I think of leaving all this here and going to Africa, and it's so different from what we have here. And this is like heaven compared to that, compared to some of the things. And they're sort of a happy people. They don't have to have all that material stuff, but they know something is missing, and that's the Lord. But the greatest missionary was Jesus. He left heaven, came here, and took our place on the cross. He died not just for the white race. Please understand, Jesus died for all people. And America is not His pet. He is concerned about the whole world. And He wants us to be concerned about the whole world and to get the gospel to them any way that we possibly can for the glory of God. Thank God Jesus came. Amen. I'm glad He was a missionary to planet Earth, took our place on the cross. If you're not saved tonight, there may be somebody here, you were invited to see this tonight, you're not sure you're going to heaven when you die. That's what we're trying to get across, is the gospel. You're a sinner. Jesus died for you. There's only one way to heaven. It's through Jesus Christ. And I would encourage you tonight to trust Him as your Savior. Would you stand, please? We're going to have an invitation. Some of you, I would encourage you to come burden and pray for Ghana, West Africa, even maybe some of the team, some of you now who have seen what's happened. If God is calling you to full-time service and you've never surrendered before, but you want to surrender your life tonight, I'll be right down there and you let me know that. Just come and say, Pastor, I believe God's calling me to be a missionary. And I want it to be real. I want it to be from God. God knows. May God help us. Lord, speak to our hearts. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for the team. Thank you for the vision. And thank you, dear God, for every soul that was saved. Break our hearts afresh tonight. I mean, God, please, please break the heart of every person in this building tonight. We get so cold-hearted and so disassociated from these things. God, break our hearts afresh and anew. Not only the team that went over there, but all of our people. God, help us now. Father, if there's someone here without Christ, may tonight they be gloriously saved like those 300 plus Africans were. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.